There's news out of Washington this morning that North Korea has suggested it's open to talks with the United States, which could include steps to curb North Korea's nuclear program. So could this be an olive branch in the escalating war of words that has gone back and forth between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un? Joining us to talk more about this latest development is Washington Post reporter Brian Murphy. Brian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So President Trump is tweeting that this could be, quote unquote, possible progress toward direct dialogue with North Korea. Do we have any idea at this point why North Korea might have made this gesture?
I think there's probably two main factors we need to look at. One, of course, is the tightening international sanctions. China, which is an economic lifeline to North Korea, has stepped up their pressure. So I think that's one element pushing North Korea towards possible talks. And the other, which is less tangible, but I think as important, is the overtures that were started last month at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un's sister was there. There were high-level meetings. This was an important icebreaker that I think they're trying to build upon.
Right. Right now, though, the U.S. does not have an ambassador in South Korea. Do you think that affects things?
I think so. At the moment, North Korea does not really know who would come to the table.
Right.
So they're putting this forward. There's so many moving parts at the moment with this, but this is an important one as well. They don't know at what level the U.S. might engage them, and they don't know they can't put any faces to who might be in the delegation.
Right. So in addition to talks, what would North Korea have to get in return for having talks? What are the conditions looking like here?
They haven't said it, but I think it's on everyone's mind that easing of sanctions would be probably super high on the list. The other might be some kind of attempt to have the U.S. and North Korea dial back their military exercises, or at least get some kind of assurance that there is not regime change in the wind. I think these are the two main things. Mm-hmm. From the U.S. side or the South Korea side would, of course, be some kind of curbing of the nuclear and missile programs.
Right, right. But we've been here before, I think, with North Korea. And I wonder, is there a sense right now at this very, very early stage that this could actually happen? And if so, when? Is this on the immediate horizon?
I would say the semi-immediate horizon, if there's such a thing. The next big step to watch is whether or not this possible meeting in the truce zone between the two countries takes place next month. There's a possibility that Kim Jong-un himself might attend. This would be his first meeting ever with a head of state from another country since taking power 6 years ago. This would show a lot of, political will, if mm-hmm. you want to put it that way, on the side of the North. So I think the next step will probably be next month, and then all the other wrinkles that you brought up earlier, though, who would be the U.S. delegation? What would be the parameters of the talks? And the fact that 13 years ago, in 2005, there was a denuclearization agreement during these things called six-party talks, and that obviously unraveled. So there's history there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Who is arranging all of this on behalf of North Korea, and without an ambassador in South Korea from the U.S., who's answering on the U.S. side?
Well, it's going to be a bit of shuttle diplomacy, if you want to term it that way. Mm-hmm. The delegation that was in Pyongyang over the last couple of days was led by the South Korean National Security Advisor, whose name is Chung Yu-young. And he, in fact, is on his way to Washington later this week to brief officials here, State Department, Trump administration officials. And he, at least at the moment, is emerging as kind of the middleman matchmaker, if you will, and They're going to look to him, I think, for a lot of guidance on how to move forward.
All right. That's Brian Murphy with The Washington Post. Brian, thanks so much for joining us to keep us up to date.
My pleasure.